Folks, I have said many times that Pakistan is such an unlucky country that it will not be able to even meet its running expenses. For last 70 years, the country has been taking loan even to pay salaries, buy expensive military hardware, which is rotting and has no use, and Pakistan military is not capable to even operate it. According to one statement a few months ago by the most stupid general of Pakistan, General Bajwa, he said, "We don't have oil to run the tanks. We don't have money to run a war or anything in the country." This is how stupid they are, and the country has been under loan for more than 70 years because of these bastards. Now, the point is that is this only the military which is spending too much and taking loan for it, and the country cannot pay its salaries or pensions or cannot do anything as far as the development is concerned? There are many factors which can be counted which are responsible for the abysmal economic growth in Pakistan. Number one is the military, and we need to get rid of these 260 generals and make them peon or sweeper on the road of Pakistan, because that's all they are capable of. They are not deserving of even a single penny from the taxpayers' money, because whatever money the country collects, they take away and put in their pockets. That is why every retired general has become a billionaire, and they don't give a damn about the poor of the people. Anyway, one thing needs to be done, that to bring them under control and the civilians take control of the country and then run it. The second thing they have to do is get rid of this shit of Islam, which is only helping mullahs and Arabs. Pakistanis are losing billions in this shit. More than 6 billion, I know, just in tax, in Hajj and Umrah shit. And this is totally unnecessary, because Hajj is totally illegal. It's a crime against the poor of Pakistan, because Mecca is totally fake. And there is no Allah or Ibrahim who came and built this building. Absolute nonsense. So Pakistanis should know that this building is fake, and everything associated with it is fake. Even this Safa Marwa, this Zamzam, and Ismail rubbed his feet on the ground, and then the Zamzam water came, and it is an unending, absolute bullshit. The Zamzam water is totally dry. Hardly any water is used. They just take few drops, take it to 10-15 miles away, and then put clean water or desalinized water, and then put it back in Mecca, so that the people can drink and can wash and do whatever they want to do with this shit of water. So the Pakistanis, they know that they are wasting their life in this drama, then they can control mullahs. I mean, the laws of the country should be fully applied on mullahs. Every law. If they do second, third or fourth marriage, they should end up in jail. And they have violated every law since last 70 years. They need to bring under the law like any other person. And then we have to give administrative power to the cities. Why cities? Because cities are the one who manage roads, who manage peace, who manage schools, and so many basic necessities of these citizens. If you look into the civilized world and see how powerful the cities are, you will be ashamed to know that in Pakistan, the city of Karachi cannot even collect vehicle taxes. It goes in the pocket of the state, and then the state wastes all that money on wadeiras and the powerful and corrupts. Billions of rupees have been wasted from the people of Karachi and put in the pocket of the rich and corrupt that need to change. The constitution of Pakistan allows that a city should have independence to run its affairs. It should be allowed to apply taxes and then use tax money fairly to take care of roads, build roads, build schools, pay a good salary to teachers so that we can create a better generation. I mean, if you look into the city, you will see that just one city in India, the Bombay, is worth $400 billion economy, while the whole country of Pakistan has $400 billion economy. This is how this piece of shit Pakistan has turned into, that they have not learned anything even from their neighbor. And all the time they are creating hate. Oh, India is coming, India is coming. Oh, Akhand Bharat ban jayega. Stupid. If Akhand Bharat can help the people of Pakistan, we welcome it. We should appreciate it. Because the Indians know how to run the cities. Indians know how to run the economy. And there is no journal involved in it. Everybody knows internationally or locally that Pakistan has been destroyed by this military game. But nobody is taking action on it. So it is time the politicians, they come to their senses, work with Imran Khan, work with Zardari, and even Nawaz Sharif Buddhu, the gadha, the donkey of Pakistan, and try to control these journalists who have literally slaughtered every innocent Pakistani, put them in a serious death threat. And I don't know when they will stop it, but every indication is that Pakistan is going to end very soon. Because without giving power to the people, and it starts from small cities, give small cities to write, to apply, and to raise tax money so that they can take care of their immediate needs. They don't have to beg from the province or from the center to have the basic needs, schooling, healthcare for kids, and proper food for them, so they can grow as a good human being instead of half brain, which Pakistani kids right now have, because they have no nutrition to develop the brain. Body is not developed properly, brain does not develop properly, and that's why the shit of religion has taken over their mind and self-destructed them. The journals are really the worst criminals ever happened in Muslim world, because we have seen a lot of thugs in every Muslim empire, even in today's Muslim empire like Saudis, how they are manipulating money and bribing poor to keep quiet while it is their money and they should own it. But there is one killer, MBS, who is sitting on it as a snake and is doing whatever he thinks is important. It is time we dismantle these Arab states, or the world dismantle these Arab states. But for Pakistan, which is about or ready to be dismantled, if there is any hope, they need to come to their senses. They need to make everybody a Qaid-e Azam. Not Khalidun Walid is stupid, or not Umar or whatever shitty people were living in 7th century, because they were barbarians. We need to make human beings. We need to give right to our women so they can excel and contribute in the economy. Right now, Pakistani women are just 15% to 20% of the world percentage. Whatever percentage of women are working or own the property in those countries, Pakistani women only have 15% or 20% of it. That is one of the main reasons. But something has to be started. You just cannot say that, oh, Shafia per tax lagado, oh, the rich people should be taxed more. It's stupid. It's not about rich people tax. It is about giving human right to your people. It's about giving the just election results to your people. You just cannot lick and military generals behind and polish their boots. These people are living bastards and should be treated like such. It is very unfortunate that the Western countries are not doing much, but if Pakistan has to be alive, the Pakistanis have to rise up and demand their rights. And once they get their rights, everything will be fine. The cities should have full rights so that they can grow as fast as Bombay. And Pakistanis can do it. The only thing is we need to get rid of these mosques, the mullahs and military generals. Every city should be allowed to have its own laws and rules. And they should ban every mosque or its expansion from now on. In the cities, there should be auctions for these mosques who are only creating terrorists. We need to allow prostitution in every Pakistani city so that the prostitutes which were made to run from Hiramandi and Napier Road in Karachi, they can do their business with respect and honor. The liquor should be allowed, like Turkey and Malaysia, so that the visitors, if anybody wants to drink, it should be allowed. We need to stop this shit of Islam controlling everything. What you can eat, what you can dress, what you can drink, all that nonsense. That may be good for 7th century, because in 7th century, the poor were so totally enslaved and controlled that they were their only use was to be a war fodder, to be a mujahid, and die in the name of jihad fi sabilillah, which ended up doing nothing except the leaders made harams and they made mosques some places and had a good time. Not even a single work for a common man was done during the 7th century or even up to 15th century. It was all about barbarism and controlling the life of the people, and only the king and the caliphs can have fun. And then we saw in 20th century, when the new Muslim countries evolved, we saw that only the dictators, generals and kings enjoyed their life along with these mullahs. This has to change. In Pakistan, all Muslim world in general has to improve their lives. There should be no Islamic law forced on the country. We have to bring back the Pakistan which was in 1947. Everything should be like we had in 1947. And we have to spread the message of Qaid-e-Azam, not the message of shitty Arab prophets, because they were absolute shit. They were all liars. And they only had fun. They had hundreds and thousands of women at their disposal. They had no humanity. I mean, every Arab prophet called women a trouble and made sure that they are harassed, they are discriminated, and they are kept in the house. Some places where, like we see in Egyptian history, there was some freedom to women, but other than that, the whole Islamic, particularly from the time the Islam came, the women had been treated like animals. They are not even, they don't have the value of a cow or camel in Arab culture after when Islam came. And that is why the Arab culture could never progress mentally, can never get better, and they always remain piece of shit. And even they are today. Today, because the women have no power, while 90% of Arab women are smarter than Arab men, they have no right and no power to make a better nation. That is why they go with flow and they say, okay, you don't give us any right, all we can produce is piece of shit. And that is what they are doing. Even education is denied to them. They are told only Quran is enough for you, like Umar, the stupid caliph, said. And the general environment in the country is to hate women, to exploit women, and to use it as a sex toy. But I don't care what Arab do. If they go to hell, I will be very pleased because they are already in hell. But it is Pakistan which is self-destructing itself from this shit and not learning even from their neighbor, not learning from the civilized world, not learning from the developed world. Because we don't need the branded Hafizji like this Asim Munir. We need smart people like Dr. Salam. We need experts in science, math, algebra. We need experts in computer. Just copycatting is not enough. Operating the computer is not the sign of a progress. Creating a computer is. Excelling the computer is. Making the software of computer is. But none of this is done in Pakistan or in any Muslim world. And the reason is very simple. Because the shit of religion is so much in their mind, they are told to prepare for hereafter, after death. They have no value to the living time or present. They say, oh, this ye duniya, ye duniya to shay hi koi nahi. Mere nabi sa hai hi koi nahi. Absolute nonsense. This dunya is everything. Muhammad not only is outdated, even following him is the biggest stupidity you can do. Because even when he was alive, he was hated by his people. Why don't tell this fact to their young people? Tell them to follow Einstein. Tell them to be a Newton. Tell them to be Dr. Salam. Tell them to be great in science. Instead of this shit of Quran and religion and all that nonsense, which is only taking away their mental power, only making their brain totally blank and stupid, and all they can do is kill innocent people in the name of Sipahi Sahaba, in the name of blasphemy, in the name of hurting Quran. If somebody burns the Quran, then it is a big blasphemy, although nobody reads Quran in his own language. I mean, I have said many times, read Quran in your language and see if you find anything holy in it, if you find anything which is good for a modern world. It's not. It's an absolute useless book. And it's not me who is saying it. Just listen to Al-Razi, who said it 1,000 years ago, that what kind of book is this, which has so many mistakes, so many duplications, and so many even mathematical mistakes. I mean, one time the Quran says, oh, we have sent 2,000 angels. Another time he says, we have sent 50,000 angels for the same event. So even Allah cannot make up his mind. And Allah is so weak. Because Arabs were very weak in math. He didn't know what to say. He only knew what Muhammad Bhai and his associates knew. And that was very limited. That is why they could not progress. Of course, the Quran and the 7th century barbarism helped them to establish their empire. Because that was the way back then. Power and sword was the main, the key to winning wars, and they did. They subjugated other people and then created a society which is absolute racist, anti-woman, anti-gays and lesbians, anti-minority, and there is not a single shred of humanity in that ideology. You need to get rid of this, folks. If Pakistan has to make progress, we have to follow India, we have to follow civilized world, and we have to follow the vision of Qaeda. This Arab shit has to go out from Pakistan. Pakistan's constitution has to be rewritten and taken out every shade of Islam from it. Because the laws forced by Ziaul Haq have blackened the face of the nation and closed their mind. Because nobody feels safe in Pakistan today. The GHQ gang is acting like Hitler and its army, who have no respect, who have no regard to human life or respect of human life, and they are violating every law and the constitution of the country every minute. There is not even a single minute in Pakistan when the laws and constitution of the country are respected or applied, or people live under that, because the corruption from the top has totally destroyed the fabric of society, the fabric and management of the country. And it's very unfortunate that this country is going to be history very soon. It does not, it has lost every moral standard to stay as an independent country, and we'll see for how long it can sustain. Think about it. God bless.